survey's mainly about.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Montez.
Yeah, he's speaking.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Dr. D, Male Enhancement.
Yes.
We're calling about your inquiry about male enhancement and penis enlargement. Do you have any specific questions regarding the male enhancement procedure?
Where you guys are located?
6th Street, Santa Monica, California.
Okay, I'm wondering how much is the cost?
It's $7,900.
Okay, that's for the procedure or for the enlargement? What did you say?
It's for the full procedure.
For the full procedure?
Sir.
Okay.
Yes.
We were trying to make an appointment with my wife because we are out of state. Because we are in Kansas City, and we were trying to go over there to do it, but she was trying to make a schedule because we had a company and we had a lot of work right now. So I will say you guys number and I will give you a call maybe next week. When do you guys be available?
Okay. Just one question, Mr. Montes. Have you have you spoken with Dr. Daniel yet, or any type of doctor?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. Do you speak Spanish, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, I speak Spanish. Yeah, that's my...
Okay.
Yeah, English.
Disculpe la molestia, Don Montes. Solo le preguntaba si usted ya ha tenido la oportunidad de tener un diálogo más formal con el doctor o cualquier doctor.
No.
Okay, okay. Lo que puedo hacer, quiero solo dejar ver algo. Si no tenemos tu correo electrónico, lo que puedo hacer también es mandarte información a tu correo electrónico del procedimiento.
Por favor.
Cómo funciona,
sí, por
el tiempo
favor.
Que va a durar. Y, pues, lo que tú buscas, la información que tú quieres, pues.
Okay, perfecto. Sí, si quieres le doy mi correo ahorita.
Okay, ¿está bien?
Es emontes@montesroofing.com.
Dijiste emontes.
Ajá.
Arroba.
montesroofing.com.
.com, okay. Okay, so tengo arroba montesroofing.com.
Ajá.
Okay.
Miro mañana. Okay.
¿Cuál falta es? Usted puso el estado que estoy yo.
Yo se los mando ahorita. Okay. Feliz noche. Sí. Okay, good night.
Okay, Don Montes. Pues yo le digo al doctor que le mandemos esa información a su correo electrónico también. Okay. ¿Y hay alguna cosa más con que le puedo ayudar?
Solamente eso, porque me gustaría saber el proceso y todo. La información, no sé si él me la va a proveer.
No, toda la información. Hasta te puede mandar fotos de antes y después también.
Okay,
te puede mandar
perfecto.
Fotos de eso. Sí, okay. Pues yo le digo a él que te mande toda la información y de ahí, pues, ya solo depende de usted. Lo puede hacer con crédito, el procedimiento, o lo puede hacer en efectivo, cash.
No sabe si eso cubre, la aseguranza cubre en eso.
Fíjate que ahí le vas a tener que preguntar al doctor porque hay unos que sí ha cubrido la aseguranza y hay unos que no. Ahí tienes que preguntarle a él. Sí.
Okay. No sabe cuándo me llamaría, más o menos. O bueno, por correo me va a mandar toda la información, me imagino. O me va a llamar él.
Sí.
Okay.
Pues, te va a mandar la información por correo.
Perfecto.
Y,
así es más fácil para mí también.
Sí, y si tú gustas, yo te llamo este lunes que viene para conectarte con el doctor, para que puedas tener un diálogo más formal con él.
¿Sí?
Pero vas a tener tiempo el lunes.
Me gustaría saber a qué hora si yo tomo mi tiempo.
Okay. ¿A qué horas estás disponible el lunes?
Bueno, ustedes están en California, ¿verdad?
Sí. Y tú estás en, ¿dijiste Kansas?
Sí, estoy en el centro de Estados Unidos. Sería
Kansas,
2 horas.
Okay. Solo un momento, ahorita. Sí. Entonces solo deja ver. Kansas. Time zone. Un momento. Solo quiero ver la hora de Kansas. Ah, bueno, ¿qué horas tienes tú ahorita? Si no es
ahorita
mucha la molestia.
Son las 7:20.
7:20. Ok.
Ajá.
So, ajá, las 7:20. Y yo tengo las 7:20 también. So, estamos... Ok. Ya vi. Ok, so, si tú quieres el lunes, yo te llamo a las 9 de la mañana o prefieres a las 2 de la tarde.
2 de la tarde, porque
tu
a la
hora.
Tengo que trabajar un proyecto.
Ok, 2 de la tarde, ok. Ok, yo te llamo el lunes a las 2 de la tarde, Kansas City Time.
Ok, perfecto. Muchas gracias.
Bueno, ¿hay algo más con que le puedo ayudar, Don Montes?
Solamente eso.
Ok, mira, dice, fíjate que ahorita me acaba de mandar un mensaje el doctor, dice que él nunca pudo conectarse contigo. Y me está preguntando si estás interesado. Si quieres, ahorita te puedo conectar con él para que hables.
Sí,
tengo que
hacer
unos 5 minutos.
Sí, yo estoy interesado, claro, si estaba esperando una respuesta.
Ok, solo un momento. Okay. Ahorita le marcamos aquí, permíteme. Y ahorita él contesta. Y gracias por tu paciencia.
No hay problema.
Si acaso no contesta, le marcamos al otro número, porque es que no creo que esté con un paciente ahorita a esta hora, porque ya él ya está terminando a esta hora.
Okay.
Sí, no creo que esté con un paciente.
Porque me imagino que todas las respuestas él las tiene, ¿no?
Sí, correcto. Es que siempre es mejor dialogar con él.
Exacto.
Porque pues él tiene la experiencia y tiene los años de estar haciendo esto, ¿me entiendes?
Ajá.
So,
sí, porque mi pregunta es más que todo el tiempo para poder yo empezar a trabajar o todo eso, ¿sí me entiendes? Esas son mis preguntas,
sí.
Porque como trabajo en construcción.
Ah, sí, ya entiendo.
Ahí
ya lo tengo, permíteme. Hi, Dr. Daniel. I have Mr. Montes on the line with me now. He has explained to me that he is very interested. He lives in the state of Kansas, and he has his own construction company. It's a roofing company. And he just wants to know the basic information, and because he's in construction, he's really, really interested in the time frame for him to be well and go back to work.
Well, he can go back to work. He can go back to work the first day. I mean, as long as he doesn't lift 50 pounds and keeps it to about 20 pounds of lifting, he can literally go back to work the same day. He's not going to miss any time from work.
Le estás entendiendo, ¿verdad, Don Montes?
Sí, sí, le estoy entendiendo.
Okay, because he does understand English very well, and he speaks it well, too, man.
Oh, perfect.
So
well, I can speak. Why don't you just listen to us, and I'll speak?
Go ahead. Lo dejo con el doctor, Don Montes.
Okay, perfecto.
Mr. Montes, how are you this evening, sir?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, so please feel free to ask me any questions you have. As far as your work being missed, you're not going to be in any pain or debilitated in any way. You can literally go back to work the same day. Obviously, you have your own company, yes?
Yes.
If I can try to bring you in maybe on a Friday, then maybe you can take a Saturday and a Sunday and just relax. You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you want to, you can as well. Mr. Montes, just to let you know, there's a growing period of 30 days. In those 30 days, sir, there's no sex, no masturbation, okay?
Okay.
It's very important. Other than that, it's very easy procedure. It takes an hour and a half. You'll be in and out of the office, and you can jump on a plane here and jump back home and, without a problem. We have out-of-state patients coming every day.
Okay. Okay. Do you guys never have, like this not an issue, it's not a problem with to doing the procedure?
Are you talking about side effects? No, Mr. Montes, there are no side effects. You're not going to lose any fertility. You're not going to lose any sensitivity. Your penis is actually growing natural collagen, tissue, blood vessels, and nerves. And this is going to make your penis look natural as well, Mr. Montes. Okay? The formula does not stay in your body more than 37 days. Okay? That's why there is no side effects, because nothing is sitting in your body for a long period of time. Other than that, you'll be just fine. Okay?
Okay. How long is going to take the surgery for that?
1.5 hours. Una hora y media. 1.5 hours, yes.
Okay.
In and out of the office.
Okay.
It's an injection procedure, Mr. Montes. Couple of questions. What is your size at the moment?
I think, I don't know if it's 6 or 7.
I mean, listen, anywhere from 6 to 7, you're looking good, you know. Lengthwise, you're doing very well, okay? How's the girth of the penis, the thickness?
I never do that before, but I need to do it for sure. I don't know.
No, but look, when you look at it, is it delgado, is it like a hot dog, or is it a salchicha?
It's like a salchicha, I guess.
So good. You're average on that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, one procedure is going to definitely take you to a different place sexually.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Because you're going to gain up to 1 inch in diameter from the base of the shaft all the way to the tip of the penis. And then the tip of the penis is going to get fatter and extend out, and that's going to give you some more length. Okay?
Okay. But is he just for the thickness, or he's going to grow too?
I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. Montes. There is no way to extend penis shaft.
I know.
It's not possible.
Yes. It's impossible.
You know? But remember, sex is not about length.
Exactly.
Sex is about the thickness of the penis. You know? Como se dice? Largo looks very good, but ancho has good sex.
I
understand.
I,
Largo only looks good. Ancho is what makes it happen. Okay?
Exactly. Okay.
Would you like me to send you some before and after pictures? I just texted you as well. I know you got my text.
Yes, I have text, yeah.
Yeah, please read the text. Let me send you some before and after pictures. I've got some patient reviews I can send over to you as well, so you can take a look at everything. You know, you want to hear it from someone else's mouth as well. You know?
Okay.
To give you a little bit more confidence, okay?
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I really interesting, and I was talking to my wife because we were supposed to go in 27 to Seattle, Washington.
Uh-huh.
Then we were trying to go to California so we can do, you know, one trip at a time.
Yeah, you can definitely kill two birds with one stone like that if you want to do that. We just have to figure out a time and a date for you, and then we can get you started. Okay?
Yeah, that I have to be consistent? What is that? I don't know how they say that.
I'm sorry. Say it in Spanish.
Yeah.
Are you saying unconscious? Unconscious?
Unconscious, yes.
He's asking if he's going to be unconscious during the procedure.
Thank you, George. No, he's not going to be unconscious.
No, but that's not my question.
Circumcised.
Oh, circumcised. Does he have to be circumcised? You don't have to be circumcised, Mr. Montes.
I don't have to be circumcised?
No. I'm going to send you pictures to look at so you can see. You don't have to be circumcised. If you want to get circumcised, I can circumcise you, but you don't have to be circumcised. It all depends on what you want. You listen, circumcision, though, for an adult male later on in life is very good for your health, you know. Okay. So if you ever want to do that later on, think about that. It's not a bad idea to do.
Yeah, because I would like to do both for sure.
If you want to do both, I can do both on the same day for you.
Okay, and that
I can do the circumcision.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I can do both the circumcision and the procedure on the same day. It's not a problem. And then you don't have to have lots of downtime because normally a circumcision would put you 45 days with, you know, downtime. But if you do the procedure and the circumcision together, it's only going to be 45 días, 45 days.
Okay. Yeah, I have my wife here with me because she knows everything about it, of course. I know. So
yes, of course.
She speaks English very well than me. So I would like, if you can email me everything so we can make it do a schedule because, like I said, I really wanted to play before summer. So.
Yes, Mr. Montes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to text you whatever you need, okay? I don't want to send pictures to your email because it stays in your cloud. You don't want penis pictures in your cloud. I'm going to text them to you.
Yeah.
And then you can erase them when you're done, okay? When you're done looking at them.
Okay.
You got it, Mr. Montes. Give me a couple of minutes. I'll send that over to you. And then if you want to text with me and chat with me by text, after you look at the pictures or you want to call me, you're more than happy to, okay?
Can you guys save me all your location and everything, too, your address and
of
everything?
Of course, George. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, Mr. Montes.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're most welcome, sir. It was a pleasure speaking with you. George, I'm going to hang up. Thank you so much for connecting us.
Yes, you're welcome, sir. Don Montes, tenga buen día. Uh-huh. Muy amable. Disfrutes fin de semana.
Okay, gracias.
Gracias. Hasta luego.